Let us pray. Almighty God, with whom still live the spirits of those who die in the Lord, and with whom the souls of the faithful are in joy and felicity, we give you heartfelt thanks for the good example of your servant Eliot, who, having finished his course in faith, now finds rest and refreshment. May we, with all who have died in the true faith of your holy name, have perfect fulfillment and bliss in your eternal and everlasting glory. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Please be seated. Diane and Elliot, family and friends here gathered, it is with our deepest condolences that we wish God and us to wrap our loving arms around you at this difficult time. Elliot was special to us, but that relationship is nothing compared to what you have lost. We are blessed to have with us today a cousin and a fellow clergy person, the Reverend Marcia Beam, who is the priest from St. Matthew's in Del Rey. And since Marcia grew up with Bernard, we would like her to share some of her reflections.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm still in shock about the reason I'm here. I'm sure that everyone else is too. When I was called by Elliot's sister, tell me what happened, I didn't realize that's who she was talking about. It just blew my mind. But I've been asked to give kind of a history of the early life of Elliot Bernard Williams. First of all, we got to get one thing straight. Lately, I tease Elliot about when the name Elliot came out of the bag. I reminded him that Bernard was the name he used when he lived in the hood. So I said, Bernard must be the stage name you started using when you graduated. Well, I knew him in the hood as Bernard. That's who he'll always be to me. A loving husband, father, grandfather, brother, nephew, cousin, longtime friend. He grew up in a home with an older brother. We funeralized not too long ago, Willie Edward, and a younger sister, Rose, who's here today. And parents who were very involved in their lives. I know because I spent quite a bit of time in their home. So much time, in fact, that at one time in our early lives, their mother would introduce me as her other daughter. But I also have to add that at that time, all the parents in the community cared about all the children in the community. They took care of all of us. Those of us he went to school with, and some of us who we just hung out with during his early life, are here today because he was a very special part of who we were. Life in Del Rey was a lot simpler then. Bernard, that's what I call him, Bernard was always a good student and a caring individual. The truth is that his parents would accept no less from him. But he was also a fun-loving guy, too, and many of us know that part of him. He did what he had to do, did a good job of it, but trust me, he usually managed to make fun out of whatever it was he had to do. He grew up with many of us in Delray Beach, which was then known as Frog Alley, where we lived. It was called Frog Alley because when it rained, frogs came out of everywhere. So the name Frog Alley was attached to it. He also grew up with us in St. Matthew's Episcopal Church in Delray. And guess where that was located? In Frog Alley. Okay, so Bernard was a caring individual, but he did his share of devilment, too, while we were growing up. Oh, I see smiles coming on people's faces now. He did his share of devilment, even in the church. I remember Bernard Williams and Van Johnson putting so much incense in a thurible one Sunday morning that you could hardly see yourself in the church. People were coughing and they were laughing. But that was the kind of fun that we had then. It wasn't the vicious kind, but that was the kind of fun that we had. Bernard played in the infamous Carver High School marching band with many of us, and even went on to become a member of the well-known Grambling College, now Grambling State University, marching band. I can remember when I saw him on TV, I was just looking for Bernard. And I don't know if that was him I saw, but I told everybody it was. They didn't know the difference. I remember when his handsome son, Elliot, who some of us still affectionately call Tex, was born. He was a proud father. And later on went to be a proud grandfather. Not too long after Tex was born, my son was born. And Bernard stood godfather for my son. Of course, later in our adult lives, we all went our separate ways, and unfortunately, we saw very little of each other, but we knew how to get in contact with each other if we had to. And so it was that I recently met Bernard's wife, Diane, and only weeks ago, they joined us at our Bahamian American Food Fest. And they wanted to make sure that I was going to join them at the blessing of the animals here at St. Joe's. And Tex was telling me yesterday, he said, yeah, they told me, you told them you're only going to bless dogs and cats. I said, that's right. Anyway, there are a lot of people here today who I'm sure together could tell Bernard's life story. But the one thing I hope that Bernard's life will remind us all of is that our life histories will mean nothing if we don't use them to prepare ourselves for where we're going to spend our eternity. If the goal is to spend your eternity with God, then you know what you got to do. Amen.
Well, you heard about Bernard. Let's talk now about Elliot. We have been reading in Matthew's Gospel on our Sundays with the follow-up to the Transfiguration story, where Jesus hears God's voice telling him, "You are my beloved." The minute that they came down from that mountain, the disciples continue to get what that meant messed up. At one point, they start arguing about who's the greatest, James and John. And Jesus says these words, "Whoever wishes to be great among you must be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you must be your slave. Amen. Just as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, Amen. And to give his life a ransom for many." Elliot was incorporating that into his life on a daily basis. Whether that was in his marriage, whether that was in his community that he served so well through his involvement in the chamber and other organizations, and whether it was here where we knew him best at St. Joseph's, who, when I asked him to consider being the senior warden of this church, wasn't sure if he would be up for the task. And in the less than 10 months that he served, did an incredible job. It was not a job for him. It was a ministry. As I told our congregation last week, there was never a conversation, there was never a time when Elliot entered the room that you didn't have him leave the room without feeling better in some way about yourself. That was a gift he gave us. In Matthew's gospel, it talks about our call to be a light for the world, salt of the earth. In this case, I think there's one phrase that would be more important. You are the hot sauce of the world. If you're not aware, not only did Elliot Bernard Williams love to eat hot sauce, he and his wife Diane have a company now that produces it. And I'm not going to give you the 1-800 number or anything like that today. But when you think about what hot sauce does for our food, it is what Elliot did for our lives. Everything today has to do with gold and black. Why? Because he was a huge Steelers fan. Did he ever live in Pittsburgh? No. But because he came into friendship with classmates and friends from Grambling who were, it then became important to him. There were so many ways in which whatever was important to you became important to him. He was, in secret, a great supporter of our music at St. Joseph's, even though he always attended the 7:45 service. And I did not know until we prepared for this celebration that his major in college was the French horn, which is why we are blessed to have the beautiful French horn music today. What was important to others became important to him. In the gospel that we heard today, which, by the way, Elliot wrote this service for his own brother's funeral, and hence Diane and everybody else thought that must be what he would want. And the gospel that we heard today talks about those who do what God calls us to do, saying that they have eternal life. It doesn't say they're going to go to heaven. It says they have eternal life now. And that is what ultimately we need to learn from his life. When we choose to serve others, when we choose to step out of ourselves and give of the God-given talents that we have eternal life. I have never met someone who had more joy in using their gifts than Elliot Bernard Williams. He was indeed a hot sauce. Many of us at St. Joseph's are aware of the difficult and challenging journey that we have been on, forcing me to discern some calls to my own priesthood. And Elliot, when he was gathered with a small group, made it very clear what he wanted me to do. Go talk to your mother. It was Elliot's mother that brought him to this church. And so we who are parents, we who are parental responsibilities, we remember that call that we have to bring the best out of our children, whether they are our own children or our spiritual children. It was because one particular day when someone sat in his seat in his pew in this church that he happened to meet someone by the name of Diane. Preach it, sister. I usually ask people now, since we have done the reveal survey, as to what your favorite scripture is. And I asked Diane, well, what was Elliot's favorite scripture? And she looked at me like, just look around our house. Psalm 23 is plastered all over everything. You can't miss it. Psalm 23 was Eliot's favorite scripture. As one who embodied and brought God through his hot sauce, through him being the salt of the earth, I think it would not be presumptuous to say this about him. The Lord is Eliot's shepherd. He shall not want. Elliot has made us to lie down in green pastures and led us beside the still waters. Elliot has restored our souls. He has led us in paths of righteousness for God's name's sake. And even though we all walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we shall fear no evil because Elliot was with us. He comforted us. He prepared a table before us many times with hot sauce. He anointed my head with oil, and my cup does run over. And surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. And we now pray that Elliot, who had eternal life while he lived on this earth, now has it in heaven. And that he will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.